The IOC calls it beach volleyball. The NCAA calls it sand volleyball. Whatever its name, the sport has recently enjoyed rapid growth. 8 teams are in Alabama this weekend for the 4th and final American Volleyball Coaches Association Sand Volleyball National Championships. The NCAA will take over the event next year, which will further raise the profile of an already budding sport. From Boise, Idaho, Scott Graff reports.
This is a story about a sport that, pardon the pun, has seen its popularity spike ever since August 2004. The Olympics were in Athens, and here in the U.S., Americans were watching a young athletic duo from California dominate their beach volleyball competition.
Match point. It's coming over, and Walsh puts it away! The Americans have won the gold medal!
Misty May Trainer and Kerry Walsh repeated in 2008 in Beijing. 4 years later, they won gold again in London before retirement ended their run. With every win, the sport's profile grew.
What they did to put the sport of beach volleyball on the map is legendary and I think will never be repeated.
Kathy DeBoer is the executive director of the American Volleyball Coaches Association.
You have a whole generation of little girls growing up watching beach volleyball as an Olympic sport. Very, very popular sport, played at a very, very high level.
Data from the Sports and Fitness Industry Association show huge growth in the number of young people playing sand volleyball during those gold medal runs. Between 2007 and 2013, sand volleyball added 1.4 million participants. Among girls ages 6 to 24, participation jumped by 45%. Today, that popularity is showing up on college campuses in places like Los Angeles, Tallahassee, and Honolulu, and in places like Boise. Here, teams from Boise State, Oregon, and Arizona play round-robin matches in cloudy and cool weather. For Boise State junior Taylor Murphy and her teammates, this is their first ever home match.
My freshman year, I would have never thought that I would be playing sand the last 2 years I was in college. I hadn't even really watched a whole lot of sand besides Olympics, and so when Sean told us, yeah, we're getting a sand program, it was completely different because I had no idea what other teams had sand programs. And they're just, from last year to this year, there's so many teams that have been added.
Sean is Murphy's head coach, Sean Garris, and he's the person most responsible for convincing administrators at a school known for its football and blue turf that sand volleyball made sense. Garris is the school's indoor volleyball coach and sold the idea as a way to improve that program.
What is it worth to get 5 more weeks of a competitive season to any sport? You know, what would football do for 5 more weeks of training? What would basketball do for 5 more weeks? Well, sand volleyball offered us an opportunity to add a sport, but use the same athletes, use the same coaching staff. For a very, very minimal budget, we could get 5 more weeks of training that's going to make us a better program overall.
In 2013, Boise State became the first school in the Intermountain West and Northwest to announce it was adding a sand volleyball program. Garris says last fall's indoor volleyball campaign was the school's best in 2 decades, and he thinks the sand volleyball schedule last spring was one reason why. Sophomore Lainey Hayes says the sand game has improved her skills.
Yeah, and like she said, I'm the main blocker, so I think blocking out here in the sand and really... it's more of a strategic game, I guess, and it's harder to jump. So when I get back to the indoor game, I'll be jumping higher. I'll be reading people better because it's a lot more shots out here. So it definitely helps indoor game when there's overlap.
In Tucson, the University of Arizona last year made sand volleyball its first new sport in 16 years. Now the program is ranked in the top 10, and head coach Steve Walker is taking calls from other schools, some in cold weather states, who are also interested in adding sand volleyball.
Well, I think the Midwest programs want to add. I really do. You know, I fielded inquiries from a number of Big Ten schools on a facility and how to add. You know, Nebraska has an underground facility. I could see this picking up 5 to 10 schools annually, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
When the NCAA begins to manage the sport next year, more than 50 schools will offer sand volleyball. It's the fastest sport to go from the NCAA's emerging sport list to obtaining championship status. One big reason for that is affordability. In South Carolina, the College of Charleston spent just $40,000 to add sand volleyball. Factor in Title IX gender equity benefits, and many schools find the sport too attractive to pass up. That growth is exciting for Kathy DeBoer, the head of the Sports Coaches Association, but she admits it also has her a little worried. She says if sand volleyball grows too quickly, it risks thinning out the talent pool in the indoor game, and volleyball, she says, could cannibalize itself. But overall, DeBoer is excited about the future of sand. When asked if it will ever be able to compete with higher profile spring sports like college softball, DeBoer doesn't hesitate.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's not only possible, I think it's destiny.
This weekend's tournament is being held in Gulf Shores, Alabama. The NCAA will decide this fall where it will host next year's championship. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Boise.